A Dream, written by Ari Desert, read by Crimson Moon. Summary. There was a ship on top of a mountain. Kakashi had no idea how it got there. He also had no idea how he had gotten there. Kakashi blinked at the giant boat he'd found himself standing in front of. He wasn't entirely sure how he'd gotten there, or how the ship had managed to get itself on the top of a mountain, but there they were. Blocky lettering on the side of the ship declared it the Relation. The Relationship? Whoever named the ship obviously liked puns. Etho! Someone called from inside the ship. You're back early. Kakashi looked around. He thought he was the only one around, but maybe not? No, he was definitely the only one there. So who was Etho? And why was he being mistaken for them? Did you go to the ancient city again? The voice called out, sounding like they were moving out of the belly of the ship and up onto the deck. You took an awful lot of damage. Did a bunch of wardens get summoned again? Ancient city? A prison? How would this person know if Kakashi had been hurt? Just as Kakashi was turning to find somewhere to disappear to, he needed more information before he went around pretending to be whoever this person thought he was. A new voice called out from the other side of the ship. Joel, I'm back. Do you know there's a warden up on the surface now? And apparently someone new joined the server. There's a warden on the surface? The newly named Joel cried incredulously. Which idiot thought that was a good idea? Kakashi's curiosity got the better of him, and he crept around the end of the ship, listening to creaking hinges and latches opening and closing. There was a pile of chests to one side of the ship. Kakashi watched as one of the bottom chests swung open, while another chest was still sitting on top of it. When the person going through the chests closed the one they were in and walked out from behind them, Kakashi suddenly understood how he had been mistaken for them. This Etho person looked almost exactly like him. The main difference Kakashi could see was that even though Etho's eye was red, it wasn't a Sharingan, and he wasn't keeping it covered by his headband. He was smiling when he explained to Joel who had brought a warden up to the surface. Tango brought it up to Scar's panda sanctuary. It was supposed to be revenge for Scar burning the ranch down, but it locked on the wrong thing, so now it's stuck in the river. Joel rushed to the edge of the cliff, laughing. Oh my god, it is! How did he bring it up here? Is it going to despawn, or do we just have to warden the river now? Etho joined Joel at the cliff edge, and Kakashi took the opportunity to climb to the top of the ship while they weren't looking. There was something down in the river. It was big and dark and clearly not human. That was called a warden? Where'd it come from? What was it guarding? And why were Etho and Joel talking about it like they could be summoned? Was it an actual summon? But then, why wasn't it with whoever had summoned it? Unless there hadn't been a contract before the summoning, but no, that doesn't make any sense. Wait. Kakashi's attention was brought back to Etho and Joel. You said there was a new player? This late in the game? Etho nodded, turning around to climb up onto the ship. Green said it was probably a glitch, but we should be careful about turning red and try not to attack anyone if we do accidentally die until he figures out how to fix it. Joel followed Etho onto the ship, pulling something out of his pocket. Oh, look at us. Chat says someone called Kakashi joined the game. Isn't that who you are? How did Etho know who Kakashi was? How did he know who he was well enough to look exactly like him? What in the world was going on? Etho pulled something out of his own pocket. A little handheld device that looked very similar to the thing Joel had pulled out. He was angled so that Kakashi could see that the device lit up, though he couldn't see what the little lines across the lit-up part of the device said. Yeah, I wonder how this guy wound up on the server. Etho and Joel put their devices back in their pockets and made their way below deck. Kakashi faintly heard Etho talking about the pranks they could pull by having the two of them do different things in different places, before the world abruptly went black and he found himself back in Konoha. Kakashi blinked at the wall he was facing, wondering what the hell had just happened. The End. Thank you for listening.